Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, and on this Tuesday morning, after he was widely criticized for only knocking violence from, quote, many sides at a White House nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, President Donald Trump delivered a statement yesterday explicitly condemning the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are, quote, repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans, many reacting that it's little too late, including the editorial in the Times today. Meantime, President Trump has arrived in New York City to thousands of protesters, many chanting shame.
Well, we knew that if he came to New York, there would be a humongous reception for him. In fact, I think one of the reasons that he went to Washington yesterday to give his very belated analysis of what happened in Virginia shows you that he was loath to go back there, because he's truly despised for very good reasons by an awful lot of people in Blue State New York. And I gotta tell you, it is to me extraordinary that he dares to go into New York City. But of course, he's a guy who's filled with bluster, and he's tweeting all over the place about the press and how they hate him and carrying on. In the meantime, this is a very tough one for Trump, and I think he's a big loser as a result of it. People are resigning from his council of business advisors. There's a continual drift away because, you know, people have to eat dinner with their spouses and with their children. And there comes a point at which self-reflection becomes extraordinarily important. So Trump loses in this total effort here to stay away from denouncing some of the worst people in the world and in this country. He finally does it after clearly the White House has unleashed his daughter, who tweeted this was terrible, his wife, who didn't like it. You think those people go out and put tweets out without the president getting them out there, but finally he had to come to the table to basically admit that his earlier statements were wrong. He didn't say they were, but the fact that he finally came out and said that the neo-Nazis and that the KKK were bad indicate that he knew he was on the losing side of this one. And when the history books are written, they are sure not going to treat him well about this stuff.
You also pointed out yesterday, Alan, that this was domestic terror. And in the Times editorial, they say it was quite a shocking statistic. In fact, white supremacists have been responsible for 49 homicides in the past 16 years, more than any other domestic extremist movement.
Yes, I did say that yesterday, and I'll say it again today. These were not Muslims who were driving a car into a group of people who believed that the KKK and the neo-Nazis had to be stood up with. These were American-born terrorists, and that's exactly what they are. And we would expect that the President of the United States would be calling out people like David Duke, who've been suggesting that they elected Trump and that Trump better not disappoint them. You know, to me, this is really where this country lived. And it's a terrible, terrible price to pay with a human life, for example, or with the degradation of people of color. This is something that needs to be addressed in this country. And the fact that Donald Trump has finally come around to it indicates that this battle goes on.
Meantime, across town in New York, another protest was going on yesterday that had to do with black Democrats in New York rallying behind Senator Andrea Stewart Cousins. This has to do with a hedge fund manager, Daniel Loeb, a significant contributor to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said in a Facebook post that Ms. Stewart Cousins was worse for minorities than anyone who ever donned a hood. And that rally occurred yesterday alongside of calls for the Democrats to unite. Governor Cuomo has rebuked Mr. Loeb.
Well, the governor, of course, has to look to his left, which is where his reelection prospects are either going to be confirmed or made impossible. You know, just because you take the money from a guy doesn't mean you have to say, yes, you're right, because there's a point at which money talks in these elections. We know that. Governor Cuomo has raised over $25 million for his coming campaign, and it is disgusting that money is taken and not returned in some cases to the people who make these offensive remarks. Cousins is a brilliant politician. She has rebuked the governor in saying the only thing you see is my black skin. That is correct. And there is a time that when you're a politician, you take a look and you say, I'm not behaving the way I ought to be.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.